Along the Mississippi River in Plaquemines Parish, wedged between citrus orchards, clusters of homes, and eroding wetlands, sit two massive industrial operations, the United Bulk Coal Export Terminal and the Kinder Morgan International Marine Terminal. Coal, and petroleum coke, is big business for South Louisiana. The New Orleans region is second in the nation in coal exports. The material is shipped by barge and train from around the United States, then stored by the river in huge open-air mounds. From there, it's loaded onto barges and shipped around the world.
A coal export terminal serves to take coal from different parts of the United States that's too dirty to burn and export it to countries with fewer regulations.
Scott Eustace is a coastal wetland specialist for the Gulf Restoration Network. He explains the other main product handled at the two plants.
Petroleum coke is a byproduct, a waste product of the refining process that we have many refineries along the Mississippi River corridor. When, they put the crude oil in, they heat it up, and petroleum coke is the sludgy stuff at the bottom. It is also a black, fine particulate material, just like coal.
The Gulf Restoration Network has documented the Plaquemines coal terminals for years. Eustace says the uncovered mountains of coal and petroleum dust tower over the flat wetlands. Even mild winds blow the material over the surrounding homes and marshes and blanket them in toxic dust. Then there's spillage from the conveyor belt from the huge piles to the boats.
This is an environmental crime, and we've been flying for 2 years, documenting repeated instances over and over again, reporting it to the Coast Guard and Louisiana Department of Environmental Quality.
He says access from the ground is almost impossible, so we went up to take a look. The wintertime marshes are brown and faded green, crisscrossed with canals. We mostly see open water. There's brisk traffic on the river. Massive boats headed up to New Orleans and down to the Gulf. The coal plants are perched on the west bank of the river.
And then this facility right here is United Bulk. These are their treatment ponds on the back end.
He points out the treatment ponds on the back end of the facility and says you can see a lot of discoloration in the water from the iron and the sulfur in the material. Today's U.S. District Court lawsuit by the Tulane Environmental Law Clinic on behalf of the environmental groups, including GRN, alleged violations of the plant's operating permits and a violation of the Clean Water Act. As we pass overhead, black plumes appear in the water, stretching from open-air barges. Equipment is covered with coal and petroleum dust. The lawsuit aims to spur investment in new, cleaner equipment. Eustace says the plant's conveyor belt is from the 1960s.
You can see that coal falling off of the loader.
He points it out from the plane. Says you can see coal falling off the loader, a violation of the plant's water permit.
So, smile for the Coast Guard.
The company that owns United Bulk Terminal responded to the lawsuit. In a written statement, it says it allocated more than $80 million for plant modernization, including improvements in safety and environmental impact. Scott Eustace of the Gulf Restoration Network says his group filed the lawsuit because, in their 2 years of monitoring, they saw things staying the same. For WWNO, I'm Jason Saul.